Hi, I'm Coach Gord of Victoria, BC, and this is my podcast on health, fitness, life, and business. Today's topic is on recovery and prioritizing you and what that means. A lot of questions around recovery and different types of recovery for different types of activities. My answer for how much recovery you need is always relative to what you did. So the idea behind recovery is that you need to recover as much or more than the stimulus that you put onto your body and brain. Okay, think about that for a moment. So whether that be from work, because there's an amount of stress that was put on your brain and body from work, you know, not moving and just sitting in a chair is stress put on your body. So you need to recover from that by most likely moving, doing the opposite thing, or stretching, or doing something that's going to be positive for your body physically, as well as there's an amount of mental stress that was put on to your body. So you need to be able to decompress from that and probably use your brain a whole heck of a lot less, be a little bit thoughtless. So we're actually talking about doing exercise and being thoughtless. So what you probably need is something like 10 to 15 minutes on an elliptical to undo the stress that you put onto your body. It's probably not a good time to learn new skills like the clean and jerk and do some Olympic lifting. You know, that would be a really poor way to recover from, unless you're very skilled in those movements and you can do them repetitively without being too mindful. But I think that might be challenging for most people. As well as recovery from your exercise. So if you just lifted very heavy, let's say you did some deadlifts today, which we did it in class today. We did a one rep max deadlift, as well as we had some deadlifts in the conditioning too. So that could have potentially been very taxing and very stressful in its own way on the body. So then what the body needs now is it needs to recover from that specific stimulus. It lifted heavy and it lifted many times, so your muscles are going to be worn down in a few different ways. And it's not only going to take time, but it's going to take rest, and it's going to take proper nutrition, and it's going to take sleep. When you're sleeping, your body's going to recover the best, but you also need to provide it with the things, the nutrients, that it needs to physically recover and get stronger. So you'll know if you're recovering properly if you're getting stronger than the last time that you lifted. If you didn't get stronger, there's most likely a problem with your recovery, not your actual training. If you continue to see declines in your training over time, then you need to be worried about your recovery for sure. If it's just a one-off, it's probably not such a big deal, and it could be a little bit of your session wasn't that great overall, or some other things. But be aware of your recovery and how it affects you. You can only get better at something by allowing yourself the space and time to recover from it. Thanks for joining me today. Alright, this is Coach Gord, and I want to tell you guys about a contest that I've got going on right now, and it's called Prioritize You. And to participate in this contest, you need to be on Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, or even if you don't, that's okay too, but you're going to get more out of your experience on Instagram if you're checking out the posts that I've got going on, or watching my stories. There's tons of things happening there. You can see what goes on during a day. You can see me training people. You can get tips. You can see what it's like for people to be moving really well. I usually just post my highlights from the day of folks who are doing really awesome with their lifts or with their conditioning, or maybe a moment that was a learning moment for them that I decide to share with you. But on Instagram, I'm looking for you to hashtag prioritize you. And so you're going to be able to win a session for you and up to five other friends when you create posts with the hashtag prioritize you, and you get comments and likes on your posts that you make. So be creative and find ways to prioritize yourself as you go. Find ways to prioritize your nutrition, your exercise, and your health in general. You know, what are the things throughout the day that you can take a picture of that you're doing? You know, mirror selfies are great, but a picture of you sitting down with the family eating together, eating something that was homemade. Maybe even grew some of the veggies and you picked them from your garden. You know, be creative with your posts and hashtag prioritize you. I'd love to reward you guys with an awesome session for you and up to five friends to come and do a strength conditioning session with me at Strength and Fitness Zone in Victoria, BC. If you're interested in that, then get hashtagging and we'll see you on Instagram at Coach Gord Kehoe.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.